If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
What we allow to remain in our lives, even on the throne of our lives, is like the Israelites allowing these perverted worshipers of false gods to remain in Jerusalem. Again and again, the same line of kings popped up and caused death and destruction from this walled city.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, when I was first married, my father-in-law, an Eastern Kansas farmer, had me come out to the field with him one day to help him with some of the necessary tasks. On that day, we were wielding chainsaws and cutting out a scrub tree along the edges of the field called Osage Orange. They were strong, thorny, scraggly, twisted trees forming hedges. In the late 1800s, they provided a way to fence off fields prior to the invention of barbed wire. But now, they were more nuisance and invasive. Cutting through them and tearing them out without getting all torn up by thorns was a real trick. That was a hard day's work. And even when it was completed, I'm sure that a few years later, he had to come back and do it again until it was all rooted out, because clear land was usable land, and usable land was income. In our lives, we often get used to attitudes and habits and character traits that have been there forever, it seems. We have even found uses for them that seem to work for us, even enhance our abilities, like being a tough guy or stubbornness that we claim as strong will. But are these what God wants, or are they really the enemy of God's will for our lives? We'll talk about that today on Wings of the Morning. But right now, listen to the message of Matthew Ward to the King.
To the King who gave everything for me, whose body crucified high on Calvary's tree, whose redemptive blood makes way for me, I now give everything. To the King who came in the form of a child, a powerful God, and yet so mild, whose obedience shows the way for me, I humbly come to thee. To the King alone I will give my life, to the King I will sing both days.
I will give my life to the King.
In the book of Judges in the Bible, we are given the history of the children of Israel's continuing conquering of the land of Canaan. And the information regarding Jerusalem is quite interesting. It says in chapter 1, after the death of Joshua, the Israelites asked the Lord, "Who will be the first to go up and fight for us against the Canaanites?" The Lord answered, "Judah is to go. I have given the land into their hands." Then it talks about how the tribe of Judah asked their brothers, the tribe of Simeon, to help them, and they both together attacked the Perizzites and Canaanites, and in particular, a king called Adoni-Bezek, who after he was captured was taken to Jerusalem. I actually think that was where he was king. But then it says that he died there, and the men of Judah, quote, attacked Jerusalem also and took it. They put the city to the sword and set it on fire. It sounds like the armies of Israel did a pretty thorough job of conquering. What is interesting about this is that this wasn't the first time they had conquered Jerusalem. Back during the time of Joshua, there was a previous king of Jerusalem, Adoni-Zedek, that grabbed four other kings to fight against the Israelites. Joshua fought them. God rained down large hailstones on them, killing them. And the Lord even caused the sun to stand still a whole day till all were defeated. Then when Joshua captured these five kings, he executed them together and hung them on trees and finally threw them in a cave for all to remember what the Lord did to these evil kings. And yet, after all that, the Jebusite Jerusalemites still came back to power to frustrate the Israelites after Joshua's death. But it also wasn't the last time. These armies of Judah and Simeon conquered the city, burned it, and took care of its king. But generations later, King David, even after the Israelites had occupied Canaan, followed and then faltered in their worship of the Lord, demanded a king and got Saul, still had Jebusites controlling the great city of Jerusalem. And it says in 2 Samuel 5, after David became king of all Israel, quote, "The king and his men marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there. The Jebusites said to David, 'You will not get in here. Even the blind and the lame can ward you off.' They thought, 'David cannot get in here.'" Nevertheless, David captured, it says, the fortress of Zion, looking ahead to the time when he would rule, the city of David. It tells us that David went up a water shaft. That's how he conquered Jerusalem. Obviously, Jerusalem, this ancient city, had tall, thick walls that defended them very well. They had resilient people that refused to be conquered. King after king was brought back, and they had a confidence that was determined. But after David conquered them, never again did these Jebusites reappear. Once David had thoroughly conquered them, he took control of the throne and also enforced the worship of God and God alone. There were no more other lords, thus the name Adonai. You see, David's heart was given to God, not to himself. Even when he sinned, and he did, he turned back to God quickly and repented. And so when others might have asked him who was really king in Jerusalem, I think David would have answered, "The Lord is my Lord." The experience with Jerusalem throughout all the conquering of Canaan up to David does have its parallel in our lives. What we allow to remain in our lives, even on the throne of our lives, is like the Israelites allowing these perverted worshipers of false gods to remain in Jerusalem. Again and again, the same line of kings popped up and caused death and destruction from this walled city. At one time, this was a good city with a good king named Melchizedek, but that godliness was gone. We too have many personality traits, habits, and characteristics that God used at one time. But if you are using them for yourself and not the Lord, they are perverted and destructive. You need the true king to come in and take control, to sit on the throne of your life. Would you do that right now? So why don't you? Why don't you pray with me? Dear Jesus, I am tired of living for myself, of being on the throne of my life. I want you to be Lord of my life in my personal city. Please cleanse me from everything that opposes you. Sit on the throne of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call or write me. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-HOME. You can reach me at Sunday Breakfast Mission or online at sundaybreakfastmission.org. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at this same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.